Bonjour, mes amis. Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. I've been in France last week in the area called Gorge de la Gironde, which is close to Le Rosier, which is close to Montpellier. It's very, in the south of France, which is called Le Midi. The landscape there is fantastic. I mean, it looks like in the Karl May films, Winnetou and all that. Take a look at the pictures. It's, I don't know, fantastic. I mean, it's full of valleys and mountains, and the mountains are very steep and very abrupt, and the stone has very bizarre contours with pillars, with pillars, and I don't know. And the river is, well, it's not too large, but you can drive there on a kayak, a canoe, and of course it looks even more impressive when you're at water level and you look up those mountains and those canyons. I have been climbing, of course, and it was fun. The stone there is fantastic. It has a very good grip, but it's not too sharp. If it's too sharp, your fingers hurt and you can't climb after 2 or 3 days. But the stone there is perfect for climbing. And the area is perfect to go biking there. Of course, there are a lot of small streets, small trails. You can go up and down all you like. And hiking is supposed to be very good there as well. And I believe it because the landscape is so fantastic. I've been on a lot of holidays in the last 2 or 3 years, and I would say that this was certainly the best trip for me because of this fantastic landscape, and of course the people I was there with were very nice as well. The instructor was very good and helpful, and we did some good climbing. And I took the train to go there, which took me very long. It took me more than 12 hours from my door to the place we met the instructor. And I mean, 12 hours, I could be in, I don't know, probably in New York or wherever I wanted to be. Well, I took the train. The TGV, the train de grande vitesse, which is the famous French train, and they had a problem and we couldn't go on. We stopped for more than an hour in a small village. So not so grand vitesse, not so very fast. But it's easy. I had to change train only once, so I did a lot of reading and listened to an audiobook. So no problem there. I booked the trip with Höhenfieber. Höhenfieber is a company that organizes mountain trips, like climbing, skiing, Hochtouren, mountain climbing, whatever. And they chose a very nice accommodation. We spent the week in called Gied. Gieds are small Pensionen in German. I'm not sure about the English word. They are rooms or whole houses you can rent for several days, very cheap. And we had to cook for ourselves, we had to clean for ourselves, but it was cheap. And it was situated in a castle, an old castle from around the year 2000. The castle is in ruins. It's some parts of it are restored, and the house, of course, was restored. Very nice. I've put a picture on the homepage. Fantastic again. And we were up on a hill, so we had sunrise and sunset, and we had perfect weather the whole week, so it was beautiful each morning and each evening. It was very calm because the next house was more than 1 kilometer away, and there's not a lot of traffic at this time of the year. I would say that at the moment is a perfect time to go to the south of France because most of the summer tourists are already away. And most of the shops are still open, so you can do everything still, and the water is still warm enough to go swimming. But there's not so much traffic. There aren't as much or as many tourists as in the summer. Now I'm back in Lucerne, and it's raining again, of course. Es regnet schon wieder. Dieses Jahr regnet es ständig in der Schweiz. Das Wetter ist ganz schlecht, oder jedenfalls ganz nass. So weather is very wet this year. So I'm going to do another holiday trip in the next 2 weeks maybe, because I will start my new job in the middle of October with Credit Suisse in Zurich. So I have some time and I will go to maybe Sardinia or maybe again to the south of France because I liked it there so much. Okay, that's it for today. I wish you a good week and I'm not sure, I have no idea when I will post again. You know how it is when you have holidays, you don't have time for nothing. So, no promises for me. Okay, tschüss.